Okay, so this is the first two of two shiurim on the mitzvah of chinuch. They're not, you know, as I promised, they would not be related. So it's two different subjects within the mitzvah of chinuch. But the mitzvah of chinuch comes up on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where we discuss who is chayiv and who is pater in aliyah l'regel. And the Gemara says, if you take a look towards the top by the two dots, where is it? Actually, we'll go a little further. Now we'll go about four or five lines before they get wide. Amar Mar Kol Zechurcha the Rabos Esakatanim. So we said that when it says Yeroya Kol Zechurcha, it's to include children. And we know in the Mishnah we had a discussion about which child has to be Ola Regel, and Beis Shammai said it could be as young as a kid who can't even really walk. Just if you can put the kid, give the kid a piggyback ride and bring them to the Har HaBayis, that's good enough. And they still said, no, the kid actually has to be able to walk under his own power. He doesn't have to be so independent that he can walk on his own. But if you hold their hand, it's enough. It's interesting. I was babysitting for my nieces tonight, and we had to go to the dining room. And actually, the youngest one is four. And it brought back a lot of memories. As I said to my wife, as we were trying to convince her to walk down the road, I was like, I said, we must have spent a grand total of like a year just trying to coax our kids down the road to get to the dining room. Just till you get there is an adventure. So I thought of this machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that. You know, it's not always so easy to get your kids where you want them to go. So Beis Hillel was saying that if you can hold the kid's hand, and the kid will actually go where you're telling them to go. So you're talking about probably about 4 or 5 years old, where the kid will actually, while you're holding their hand, they'll actually start going in the right direction and get there to the Har HaBayis in one piece. So that was the machlokas in the Mishnah. And here we're saying that there's a discussion. It seems that the pasuk includes them in HaTorah. You say from the pasuk, the Yireh Kol Zechurcha. Kol Zechurcha is the Rabbis Sekatan. But not so that didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Wait a second. Chutz Micheresh Shote VeKatan. It says explicitly in the Mishnah that Katan is not Chayiv. So Am Rabbi Lo Kasha Kan VeKatan Shehigia Lachinuch Kan VeKatan Shelo Higia Lachinuch. So says Rabbi, we're not talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel per se. Talking about the mitzvah of chinuch in aliyah l'regel. You're trying to teach the kid to do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Katan shehigia l'chinuch, ask the Gemara, wait a second, a katan who has reached the age of chinuch, derabanan hu, that is only midirabanan. We're not going to be learning that out from the words kol zechurcha. So the Gemara answers, ein achinami, you're right. V'kra asmachta ba'alma. So in the pasuk is only an asmachta. And rather, we learn out a different drasha that you're not allowed to, or you're not chayiv to be ola regel, people who smell really bad, whose jobs were very undesirable jobs. If you look in the Gemara at the end of Masech, the very end of Masech's Kiddushin, so the Gemara says, listen, the world needs every profession. There's the I don't know if you noticed this morning, there was the guy emptying out the septic areas. The world needs that guy. We would be in big trouble if we didn't have that guy. But the Gemara Kedushin says the world needs these guys also. They need tanners and they need people who work in sanitation and whatever. But nebuch on you if that's your job. So you smell bad all the time and you're putter from Aliyah L'Regel because people don't want to be standing next to you while you're going up to the Har HaBayis. So that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude. Somebody has to be able to go with Kol Zechurcha. He has to be able to stand together with the group. And if he smells really bad, nobody's going to want to stand near him. So he's actually put there from Aliyah L'Regel under those circumstances. Obviously, if it's possible to make yourself smell good, or at least less offensive, so you should do it. But it's possible that you can't. You got to go to work, and the guy's going to come home from work smelling really bad, and then he has to go straight up to the Har HaBayis. He's not going to be able to do it. So, okay. That's what we learned. But, you know.
So, Kol Zechurcha is coming to include everyone that's come together.
It's coming to include only those who are capable of walking together with other people.
So katan
shehigia l'chinuch is chayiv midirabbanan. And the pasuk, we're not learning out the chiyuv derabbanan from any particular pasuk. We're not going to get into a discussion now of what an asmachta ba'alma is. There's an excellent discussion between the Rambam and the Ritva as to what an asmachta really means. But for our purposes, we'll say that it's not a real full-fledged daraisa drasha from the pasuk. It's some type of a hint in the pasuk, some type of allusion, and it doesn't teach us how to din daraisa. And really, the chiyuv is only midurabbanan. Okay, so this Gemara is stating very, very clearly that the obligation of chinuch is only a mitzvah midrabanan. There's another Gemara that says the same thing. If you look on the sheet, source number 2, Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara at the very beginning was discussing the maximum height of a sukkah. And the Gemara there says over there, they tell a story of Hilani Amalka. She's a very interesting character throughout the Chas. Hilani Amalka, she did certain interesting things. She donated something to the Beis HaMikdash that showed everybody when the Zman Kriya Shema was. And she's a very interesting character in general. She was a Nazir for a really long time. So she moved from the place next to Eretz Yisrael, and then she moved somewhere else. And then she had to do it. She was Nazir for 7 years, and she had to be a Nazir for another 7 years. Interesting stories about Hilani Amalka. So, but here, the Gemara tells a different story. It says, Hachi Ka'amra Lahu. Kitomru banim kitanim hayu. So we're in the middle of discussing that she was in a sukkah that was more than 20 amos tall, and she had her children with her. So you're going to say, yeah, she just had little kids. Uktanim p'turim in a sukkah. She's a woman. She's parted from sukkah. Her kids are kitanim. They're parted from sukkah. So no problem. The fact that the sukkah was too tall is irrelevant. So why should we care about this story that she was in a sukkah that was over 20 amos? So not Kavan, this Shiva Habu, since she had 7 sons, E Evshar de Lohabu Chad Sheino Tsarech Leimo, it's impossible that out of the from the ages of her kids, that at least one of them was not old enough to sleep alone. He didn't still sleep in his mother's bedroom. So and therefore Bachitemru, and then you'll say, Katan Sheino Tsarech Leimo midirabbananu de Mechayev. So you'll say, well, no, a Katan Sheino Tsarech Leimo is only chayiv midirabbanan. We know kitanim are pater from mitzvos, and a katan who's chayiv in a sukkah. So I didn't give you that mishnah, but the mishnah we actually will have it later. You can skip to. Just kidding, I didn't give it to you. Okay, good job. So the mishnah says a katan she'eino tzarech le'imo is chayiv in sukkah mitam chinuch. So a katan who's able, he's not going to, the Gemara says, what's eino tzarech leimo? It means if he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's all alone, he's not going to cry, mommy, mommy. So that's called eino tzarech leimo. So if the kid wakes up and he's in the sukkah, he'll still be fine. So that's, that kid is most likely below the age of 7. So katan like that is chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. So midrabbanan, he would be obligated to sit in a kashra sukkah. So you'll say maybe Hilani Amalka didn't care about Dinam Darabanan, she only cared about Dinam Daraisa. So Gemara says, no, Tashma, Va'od, Kol Ma'asel, Lo Asasel, Api Chachamim. All of her actions she only did according to the words of the Chachamim. So she was always makbid on the Darabanans. So what this Gemara is telling us is that, number one, that one of her kids was Chayiv Mitam, the mitzvah of Chinuch, and therefore that obligation is derabbanan. And number two, that the sukkah that kid would have to be in is a kashra sukkah. And therefore, it's clear from this Gemara for right now, we'll get back to the other point, that the obligation of chinuch is only in a din midirabbanan. And therefore, it's the idea that a kid has to practice doing mitzvos even before bar mitzvah is a chiyuv midirabbanan. Our Gemara is very clear about it, that we don't learn it out from a pasuk, it's just the rabbanan. The Gemara in Sukkah is very clear that it's only midirabbanan. That was the havamina was. Maybe she didn't even care about it because it was only midirabbanan. Then we said, no, Hilani Amalka cared very much about all the dinim derabbanan. So that was, those are the two rayas that's very, very clear that the mitzvah of chinuch is only midirabbanan. Problem with that is what? What's the problem with saying that chinuch is derabbanan? Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. Okay, but they seem to assume the metzias was such that especially in those days, because when you nursed, in those days women didn't get pregnant when they were nursing, so it was a few years in between kids anyway. So even if there were a couple of multiples, you know, so still it would have been likely that one of her kids was chayav in chinuch. But I'm just the kasha on the concept of chinuch being midirabban. Right? So what are we saying? Midiraisa, let them do whatever they want. Right? You take all the values on the posters and rip them down. That's it. We don't have to teach them anything. They're not bar mitzvah yet, not bat mitzvah yet. They can do whatever they want. It's only midirabbanan that we have to teach them stuff. So does that sound like, I don't know, does that sound okay to you? Yeah.
It sounds that when they become bar mitzvah, it's just going to all be thrown on their head. They won't know how to do it.
Right. It seems impossible, no? It seems impossible to do. So there are many commentators suggest that chinuch is not really only midirabbanan. And there are actual sources in the Torah itself to suggest that the mitzvah of chinuch is midaraisa. I'll show you a couple of them. So one is a comment of the Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha, right? The author of the Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha Cohen, and he writes in his commentary on Chumash the Meshech Chochma concerning the following pasuk. This is in Parshas Vayero, and Hashem says, should I hide from Avraham Avinu the fact that I'm going to destroy Sodom? Right? And then the pasuk says, well, what's the big deal if you hide it from him? So then the pasuk continues, Va'avram hayo yiyya l'goy gadol v'atsum v'nivruchu vo kol goyei ha'aretz. Because Avram's going to be this great nation and he's going to be the source of blessing for everybody. Why? Ki adativ l'man asher yitzaves bonaves beso acharav. Because I know him, I love him, because he commands his children and his household to follow him. V'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah mishpat, and they follow in the way of Hashem to do justice and righteousness. L'mane hevi Hashem al Avram asher diber alav, so that Hashem can do all the things that I want to give him. Meaning, what do I love so much about Avraham Avinu? What makes him so great is that he teaches his children and his household to follow in my ways. So what does Hashem love? Someone who teaches his children to follow in the ways of Hashem. So says the Meshech Chochma, Hine chinuch mitzvah lebanim v'mitzvos asei lo nizkar. I'm sorry, mitzvos asei lo nizkar. Right? There is no mention of a mitzvah in the list of the 248 mitzvos asei of teaching your children. Rak asei delimadetem osam esbeneichem u'talmud Torah. There is a mitzvah to teach your son Torah. But there's no mitzvah. So okay, you sit and learn. You'll know Chumash. You'll know Navi. You'll know Shas. Whatever. You'll learn a lot with your kids. But this doesn't seem like you actually have to teach them the mitzvos. So v'amru ben Nazir da'av chayev lechanech beno b'mitzvos v'ino isha chayev es lechanech es beno b'mitzvos. It says that Mar Nazir, the father is chayev to teach his son mitzvos, and the mother is not chayev to teach her son mitzvos. We'll get to that next
Rashi
time.
Rashi say.
Right. It's a kasha from Rashi. You're right. That'll be the next year. But that's not for now. Umakor mitzvah schinach b'mitzvah saseh makoro b'zeh pasuk. So says the Meshech Chochma, no. The makor min haTorah for chinach for your children is this pasuk. Me Avraham Avinu shetzivas bona b'katnam ala mitzvos. Avraham Avinu taught his children to serve Hashem. He taught them the mitzvos. Right? There's a different pasuk in Parshas Toldos. Ekev Asher, I'm forgetting the rest of the pasuk for some reason. Right. The end of it is Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'Sorosai. But I missed two words. I missed the Ekev Asher. I'm messing it up. It's weird. I thought I knew one. Okay, but anyway, it's the end of Rish. It's the last pasuk in the first Aliyah. So the point is that that Avram is told over, we're told over there that Avram taught his children mitzvosai, chukosai, v'sorosai. That's the last Mishnah in Kiddushin says. Oh, you see that Avram Avinu was mekayim kol Torah kula ad shelo nitna. Right? He taught. What did he teach his children? Mishmarti, the losaseis, mitzvosai, chukosai, v'sorosai. Right? We don't find anywhere that Avram Avinu was taught any of that. He taught it to his children. So the Mishnah says, we see that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. Okay, that's a different discussion for a different time. But this is what he gave over. So Meshech Chochma says, It's true, there is no tzivui in the Torah of one of the Taryag mitzvos of chinuch, to teach your kids mitzvos, but we see that why did Hashem love Avram so much? Because that's what he taught to his children. He taught his children to serve Hashem properly, and therefore this is where we get our cues from, that we're supposed to teach our kids to the mitzvos as well. Yeah?
How do you know katan? How do you know not just someone to open about mitzvah?
Good question, because I you're right, I don't know.
You assume?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's something better than an assumption. I can't think of it right now. Yishmael was already over 13. Yitzchak wasn't born yet. I don't know. I'm not sure. A different source would be the Ramban. The Ramban is on the pasuk of Mishinatam Levanecha in Kriyashma. So he says, Gam eila mitzvos mevoharos nirmezu kvar, ki me'achash et tziva b'mitzvos, chukas olam medoroseichem, b'ini v'emenei Yisrael, osin li olam, zos b'ris yesher tishmu, b'ini v'eneichem, b'in zar'acha acharecha, ki ne'anachnu mitzuvim she'yedu b'aneinu ha'mitzvos. So he says, we have all these psukim which say that this is an everlasting covenant between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to teach it to your children, and your children are part of it. So if your children are part of it, and you have to teach it to your children, obviously there's it's clear that the Torah wants you to give this over. How are they going to know any of this stuff unless we teach it to them? So obviously, the Ramban is saying that yes, there is no single pasuk which is mechayev you in the mitzvah of chinuch min haTorah. But it's clear from the whole, from multiple psukim, that there is an obligation to teach your children. Not necessarily, you want to say, which one is the pasuk? Mishinantam levanecha? The answer is not no, but it's not yes either. That's one of the sources. Right? He says, Osi liolam, b'ni u'v'emenei Yisrael, Osi liolam. It's a sign between me and your children, the children of Yisrael. So again, that's not the pasuk of chinuch, but it's one of the psukim of chinuch. Zos brisi asher tishmu ubein yomeinechem. That's another one of the psukim. This is what Rav Asher Weiss loves to call ratzon haTorah. He says that sometimes there's a theme that's so obvious that comes up so many times throughout the Chumash. So there's the ratzon haTorah. It's clear that this is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a concept It's a technical concept also, where there's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, when he's discussing the source for certain dinim midirabbanon. So there's a whole big machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban. What's the source for dinim midirabbanon? So within the sheet of the Ramban, Rabbi Chanan says that it's sometimes the message is so clear that this is something the Torah wants or that this is something the Torah doesn't want. So the Chachamim picked up their cues from repeated themes throughout the Torah that this is something that they should institute. Right? So here, this is not even a dimmed rabbanon. It's just clear, al pi ratzon haTorah, that the Torah wants you teaching your children how to serve Hashem. Yeah?
If that's true, why would it not be a mitzvah?
So Rav Asher Weiss likes to say that ratzon haTorah is d'oraisa, it's just not necessarily a single mitzvah. One of the good examples is Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. Right? The Gemara has a whole machlokes as to what's the source for Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, and there's like, I forgot the numbers, but there might even be 10 different sources, and each sheet in the Gemara suggests a different source for Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. And Rav Asher Weiss says they're all the source and none of them are the source, meaning it's so clear from all of these other mitzvahs. For example, the mitzvah Priko Tima, you guys know that mitzvah. If you see your friend's donkey, it has a back breaking load, there's a special mitzvah to help him unload the donkey. Right? So is that the source for Tzar Ba'alei Chaim? So it's not the source, but it's also its own mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, it's the mitzvah of Priko Tina. So but if you see a lot of mitzvah, like Oso Vespino, is that the source for, you know, let a shecht, a parent animal and the child animal on the same day? Is that the source? So it's, no, that's the mitzvah of Oso Vespino. But it's a theme that's constant throughout the Torah that makes it very clear that there is this loud message of Tzar Bale Chaim. And therefore, you could say the same for here. This seems to be what the Ramban is going with, and perhaps this also the idea of the Meshech Chachma as well. Why? It's not Hashem is not telling Avram. He's not telling Avram's children, "Thou shalt teach your children," right? Thy children, I guess, to keep up with the Lashon. But you have to teach your children to serve me. No, he's saying, "I love Avram because he teaches his children to serve me." So that is the Ratzon HaTorah. But if you want to be beloved by Hashem, so that is the desire of the Torah, that you teach your children how to serve Hashem. Yeah.
Just like Tzar Bale Chaim, what's the mitzvah that it's related to?
Well, it's related to, let's say, Priko Tina, it's related to Shiluach HaKein, it's related to those are other mitzvahs, yeah.
Just like helping like grandma across the street, that's like everyone tells that's a mitzvah.
Helping your grandma across the street that's the mitzvah of the Halachta Midrachah, the mitzvah of Chesed. Is usually general? It's subsumed from the mitzvah of the halacha b'drach of following in the ways of Hashem. Yeah, that's Rav Soloveitchik apparently used to always say that people think there are only three mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis. He says, but the whole Bereishis is mitzvos of the halacha b'drach because that's where we see the interactions on a much more intimate level between Hashem and the avos, and we see how Hashem acts. So you say, well, what mitzvah in the Torah is achnasas orchem, bikur cholim? So we say, no, that's the mitzvah of halachta v'drachah. We learn it from Hashem coming to visit Avraham Avinu when he was sick, and we see we're supposed to imitate the ways of Hashem also. We see, yeah, so that's the idea.
It's like one thing.
Right.
It has many parts.
Right, exactly. So this is the mitzvah of chinuch de'oraisa. So what does the Gemara mean with chinuch de'rabbanan? So the way Rav Shapter always explained it to us was that mitzvah d'oraisa of chinuch is to teach your children what the mitzvos are. So the kids should know, when I turn bar mitzvah, I'm going to have to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to have to keep the Tariq mitzvos. But it doesn't mean you have to practice doing them. The mitzvah chinuch midrabbanan is that you actually do the mitzvos ki'ilu you were obligated to do the mitzvos. So that's not just in the hypothetical. The mitzvah midrabbanan is to bring it from the hypothetical to the practical and to actually practice doing the mitzvos as if you were chayiv in them. That's the chiluk between chinuch d'oraisa and chinuch d'rabbanan. Yeah.
When you say chinuch min haTorah, you mean the way that we just explained based on Meshech Chachma and the Ramban.
Yeah. Okay. So within the realm of the mitzvah of chinuch midrabbanan, we have a list of obligations. If you look in source number 6, we have a Mishnah in Sukkah. Katana yodeh l'nanei achai belulav. It's talking now about dalet minim, and it says if the kid is old enough to do what? What's l'nanei?
To shake
the lulav, right? Is the mitzvah to shake the lulav? No. What is the mitzvah? To pick up the lulav, right? To hold it. Right? That's the lashon. Mida'ag bei nafik bei. When you pick it up, you're yotze. So the Iker Mitzvah is to hold the lulav, but for some reason the Mishnah says a katan who knows how to properly shake the lulav, right? I don't know, how do you guys shake the lulav? You do the Ashkenaz or the Arizal? You have the two ways. You start, you go this way first, and then, or you go front, side, back. Right? Okay, so it's a different, that some people do have Misosvar, they shake it the way the Arizal. Well, it shakes it into different. Okay, either way, so it's much easier if you're a katan, you can learn to shake the lulav the just the more intuitive way of going around in a circle up and down. So maybe it's a younger age of chinuch than if you shake the way the Arizal does. That you have to do it in a little bit of a. It's a kabbalistic order, so it's a little. You give the kid an extra year to learn it that way. But either way, he's not. He's only chayv once he knows how to shake the lulav. So the Mishnah, the Braisa now continues. Tana Rabbanan, Katan Adel Lenanei Chayv Lulav Lehis Atev Chayv Betzitzis Lishmor Tfilin Aviv Lokech Lo Tfilin. Right? What's the age that you are able to wear tefillin when you know how to guard them properly? Meaning, you can't walk into the bathroom wearing your tefillin. You have to make sure you have a clean body when you're wearing your tefillin. You shouldn't take your mind off your tefillin and act improperly. So that's obviously a much older age of chinuch than, you know, just knowing how to wrap yourself up in a garment, now you're chayav in tzitzis. Right? Yodeh ledaber of melamdo Torah, v'kriyashma. Right? And when you learn how to speak, your father should teach you Torah and Kriyat Shema. Torah, mate, what are you going to teach him? Kiv Eger? He just learned how to say Mama and Dada. He doesn't know anything. So he says, what does it mean? I'm Rav Amnuna. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kilos Yaakov. You should teach him how to say those words. Torah Tziva, you teach him Uncle Maishi. Right? Torah, 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 Torah. Right? No, you can do it. It works. I've tried it, I think. So the Kriyat Shema Mahi, possibly you teach him Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chod. So when the kid learns how to talk, so he should learn how to say these easy psukim that he's able to do. So that is you see there's a different stage of chinuch when it comes to every single mitzvah. So the idea here that's really being laid out by the Braisa is that the kid has to know how to do the mitzvah individually to be chayv and chinuch for that particular mitzvah. It's not just sometimes we'll say, well, what's the age of chinuch? I say 8. Well, 8 for what? 8 is not the age of chinuch for tefillin. It might be the age of chinuch for lulav and esrog, but maybe it's too old for the mitzvah of tzitzis, the age for tzitzis. Right, nowadays we like making parties. So the concept of upsharing became much, much more popular. When I was a kid, maybe one or two guys in my whole neighborhood had an upsharing. But now I feel like everybody. You could be from any sect of Judaism, doesn't matter, you get an upsharing. You know, they have an ultra reform guy, doesn't keep Shabbos, kashrus, nothing. He's having an upsharing. So nowadays at the upsharing, usually they'll give the kid a haircut and they'll give him a pair of tzitzis. So 3 years old is a much younger age than let's say you're chayiv to wear tefillin. Usually don't give the kid a pair of tefillin until a short time before his bar mitzvah, because it's not ready. Right, so a pair of tzitzis is much younger than a pair of tefillin, much different age than a lulav. And we already got done with, we quoted the other Mishnah of katan sheino tzarech li'imo. By the way, it's an interesting, Beis Shammai has a much younger age for sukkah also. In that Mishnah that I didn't give you in sukkah, so what is it, chavches? Sukkah chavches, I think. That the Beis Shammai has his age is that the kid should just exist. Right, he says that one time Shammai's daughter-in-law had a baby, and the kid was in the stroller, and Shammai picked up the roof on the area that the kid was, and that's it. The kid sat in the sukkah. What is it there? That's not there.
There is a Mishnah.
Oh,
I don't see the Mishnah.
Okay, whatever. We'll watch. I'll look for it later. Yeah, yeah.
So for tefillin, are you supposed to put on like around 2 months before?
Yeah, there's different minhagim as to when you put it on.
So you're ready at 11.
Yeah, it could be. Generally, we make a, nowadays we're not, we don't.
Did you get a mitzvah if you're on there?
The mitzvah is down, it's there. Okay. So so the question is, getting a mitzvah is a good question. We'll hold off on that till next time. Okay. But one thing that's clear is that you have to do the mitzvah. And not only that, but based on these sources, there's a chiddush that's well known in the name of the Brisker Rav. So if you look in source number 8, I'm not going to read it inside now. These are not the Brisker Rav's own writings. The chiddush, there is some svarim that he did write. If you say that the way to tell the things that he wrote versus the things that were written in his name, where if it says chiddushi Maran Riz Halevi, so then that's his own writing. And if it says Kedushia Griz, that's the student's writings. So, I mean, I don't think the student's writings are inauthentic. I just think that it's not the same thing. So it's not so mak. You don't have to be so makbid on the Lashon. But the Brisker Rav is famous for having said, and you can check it out inside here, it's in the beginning of Erechim, that the mitzvah of chinuch for each individual mitzvah is such that the child should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah bishle musa in a complete way. Meaning, the kid should know how to do the mitzvah properly, not just to be messing around with them. And if you notice, that goes. Let's go back to that brisa for a second. So, it says, katan ayodeya linaneya, right? So why should we wait till the kid knows how to shake the lulav properly, why don't we just say anybody who knows how to hold on to something for more than 3 seconds, that person is chayiv in the mitzvah of chinuch of dalad minah. Why don't we say that? Right? If all you got to do to be yotzei the mitzvah is to pick it up, so then we should just say a katan who knows how to hold things without dropping them. But it doesn't say that. Right? It says he knows how to shake it. Similarly, he has to know how to wrap himself in the tzitzis. We'll get back to what wrapping means in a second, but he knows how to properly wrap himself up in the baguette. He's chayiv in tzitzis. Or he should be any katan who doesn't run around naked is chayiv in tzitzis. Right? Anybody who wears clothes is chayiv in tzitzis. So, it's a younger age to know how to wear clothes than to know how to properly wrap your tzitzis around him. Right? And we see this idea that, and we said before, katan she'ino tzarech le'imo. If he wakes up in the middle of the night, meaning a kid who knows how to sleep through the night without having to run to his mom, so that kid is chayiv in the sukkah. But a kid who's not able to sleep, what's the difference? Kol zman that he's in the sukkah, he's chayiv in the sukkah. Kol zman that if he wakes up in the middle of the night and he leaves, okay, so he left. Why don't we say it? So the Briskarov says, no, it's clear that the mitzvah of chinuch is not just so you should practice doing the mitzvah poorly. The mitzvah of chinuch is when you're chayiv to do the mitzvah bishle musa, when you're able to do the mitzvah properly, then you're chayiv in chinuch. Before that age, it could be you can mess around with it a little bit. You can sort of kind of do it, but that's not obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch. That's point number one. Point number two in the Briskarov is that he says this doesn't apply to hidurim. Sometimes there are hidurim as to how to do the mitzvah, so that is not part of the obligation of chinuch. Could be the kid is old enough to do the mitzvah properly, but he's not old enough to do all of the hidurim, therefore it's not necessary that the kid should be old enough to do that in order to be mechayev in the chinuch. Those are the two points that the Briskarov makes over here. And really, it's not such a big chiddush, because if you look in the Ritva, in source number 7, he sort of said the same thing. Not in those words, but the Ritva was talking about the Gemara that we quoted before about Helani Amalka. So the opening discussion in the Sechah Sukkah is how tall the sukkah is allowed to be. And they say a sukkah that's over 20 amos, the Chachamim hold it's pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. It's too tall. 20 amos is a very tall sukkah. So they try to prove their point from a story of Helani Amalka. And they said her sukkah was really, really tall. So must be that the Chachamim were coming and going and paying their respects and nobody gave her a hard time about anything. So why don't we just say, yeah, the kid was chayiv in chinuch to be in the sukkah, but who cares if the sukkah was over 20 amos? The kid just thinks he's in a sukkah. So the Ritva says, no, you see clearly that, I'll just pick it up from the end of the first line. He has to do the mitzvah properly as if he were a bar mitzvah. So you can't just say, I'm going to mechanech my son to sit in the sukkah and put him in a pasul sukkah. That's not the mitzvah. Right? You can buy them. You can buy little tents. They sell them in the toy store. No, that's a real sukkah. I'm saying something even smaller than a pop-up sukkah for a little kid to go in and inside the house. When you have a little kid and he's too small to sleep in the sukkah, maybe he's going to fetch that he really wants to sleep in the sukkah. So you can buy him a little pop-up tent for the living room and he can sleep in his little sukkah in the living room. But that's not the mitzvah of chinuch. That's just so, you know, you can all get a good night's sleep and he won't be crying all night. So that's not something that the katan is mekayim, the mitzvah of chinuch, just because you tell him this is a sukkah. Yeah.
When the Braisa says that you're chayev midin chinuch and lulav and you can shake it, isn't that just that's not the actual mitzvah, that's just the heder, isn't it?
So that's not the heder, that's the mitzvah bishlei musa. That's a heder could be to shake it in a certain way, meaning how does the Mishnah Brura nobody shakes the lulav the way the Mishnah Brura wants, because you'll never finish. Right? You guys know what I'm talking about? The Mishnah Brura is a machlokes haposkim. How are you supposed to shake the lulav? Is it supposed to be shaking it or is it supposed to be waving it? right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, the best thing to do is to you should do a combo move, right? If you see certain rabbanim who daven, you know, or go to certain yeshivas where they daven very slowly, you can see a lot of people doing it like that. So what they'll do is they'll wave it out, shake, in, shake. That's one, right? Two, like that. Three. So now you just did your three forward. Now you'll shake, shake, shake. That's how the Mishnah Berurah wants you to shake a lulav. But nobody does it because it's a, I would say that's a hiddur, right? You're trying to be makai in both opinions. So that's not necessary, I'll be alacha. So just if the kid just goes one, two, three, like that, that's good enough. He doesn't have to do it the way the Mishnah Berurah says you have to do it. You know, or it's not a, I don't want to misrepresent it. I don't think Mishnah Berurah says you have to do it that way. I think he recommends doing it that way. But okay. So this is the Ritva, and really I think this is the basis for the Briskarov's idea that the mitzvah of Chinuch for each mitzvah is when he's able to do it Bishlei Musa. Now, I'll bring a few more examples of that in a second, but just the Mishnah Berurah in source number 9 just points out that's when it comes to mitzvos aseh. When it comes to mitzvos lo saseh, it's different. The kid doesn't, meaning because to do a lo saseh is a lot easier than to do an aseh. Because when you do a lo saseh, you don't do anything. Right? To fulfill the, what, in other words, we talk about it as like, oh, it keeps kashrus. Right? So really, there's no aseh of kashrus. There's lo saseh is eating non-kosher. So the kid is, when you avoid non-kosher, you're not doing anything. When you keep Shabbos, you're essentially not doing anything. So what is the age for things like that? So Mishnah Berurah just says, as long as the kid is old enough to understand, no, we don't do this. So if the kid is too young, if you tell the kid, no, don't do that, and then their kid, basically a certain age, where you can tell the kid not to do something when you're standing right there. Right? So you stand over the kid and you say, we don't turn the lights on Shabbos. And then you turn around, and the kid forgot that you told him, so he turns the light on. You know, like that's not the age of chinuch for keeping Shabbos. The age of chinuch for keeping Shabbos, and for all those sases, is when you can tell the kid, we don't do this, and even after you walk away, the kid will understand that this is not something we do. Right? Doesn't mean they'll always listen. It's all a double in life. But nevertheless, that's the age of chinuch, is when the kid is old enough to understand that this is not something we do. And even after you walk away, and you're not standing over him to tell him not to do it, he still won't do it. So that's a younger age than some of the mitzvot saseh. And for some, it's an older age. It depends on the kid, obviously. But everything is subject to the child and knowing where the kid is holding in that regard. Okay, just a few examples, and then we'll close with one interesting thing. Few examples of this idea that we quoted from the Briska Rav, the Ritva, how it plays out. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so we talked about Katana Yodea Lisatin, in source number 10 by Tzitzis. Ovid Sarach Likach Lo Tzitzis L'chancho. When the kid is old enough to wrap himself up, father should buy him a pair of tzitzis. So what does the Ramah say? V'dafka kishi Yodea La'atov Shnei Tzitzios L'fanav U'shnaim La'achorav. Specifically, if he knows to put the front two tzitzis in the front and the back two tzitzis in the back, that's not the first time that the Shulchan Aruch mentions this din. This is a whole discussion. The correct way to wear tzitzis, as the Shulchan Aruch outlines, is that the front two tzitzis should be in the front and the back two tzitzis should be in the back. Right? That's not the style nowadays. Is not to do that, but that's nebuch. That's the halacha. What can you do? So sometimes it goes against the style. But also it's nogea to perhaps, and then the Ramah adds on the next point, which is nogea to, which is of yodea lechos atzitzis biyado b'shas kriyashma. I should know how to hold this tzitzis in his hand while he says kriyashma. So both of these things are not the halacha of tzitzis, right? He says to with the front two in the front, the back two in the back. So it's a pretty necessary halacha, it seems, but it's not like you're still Yodea les ate, even if you know how to do, you don't have to know how to do that, right? And seemingly, you know, to hold the tzitzis during kriyashma, that's not, you're still yotzei in the mitzvah tzitzis, even if you don't hold them during kriyashma. But nevertheless, the Ramah is saying, no, you teach the kid to wear tzitzis when he's able to wear them the right way. And the right way means the tzitzis should be in the right place, and the right way means he should hold his tzitzis during kriyashma. Just interestingly, he means the front two tzitzis during Kriya Shema. When Shulchan Aruch says to hold the tzitzis during Kriya Shema, it means the front two tzitzis, because the front two are supposed to be in the front and the back two are supposed to be in the back. The Arizal added this idea that you're supposed to hold all four. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, that's against the halacha. So it's a machlokis, Kabbalah and halacha, so many generally assume the paskin the halacha over the Kabbalah. But the Mishnah Berurah popularized the idea of holding all four tzitzis for Kriya Shema. But definitely, if it's not Kriya Shema, you shouldn't be having all four tzitzis in front of you. The front two are supposed to be in the front, and the back two are supposed to be in the back. That's when you see people, when they sit with the talis, they do like the Rebbe Shemuv, where they move it, they flip it like that. So that's not really right. It's just for Kriya Shema, you're supposed to have all four. If you want to keep the Arizal, so you do all four in one time. But if you're not doing the Arizal, you should really have your back two tzitzis behind you. So, okay, whatever. Right, and obviously Mishnah Berurah just throws in source number 12. Obviously the tzitzis have to be kosher tzitzis. You can't trick the kid by wearing fake tzitzis. That's not chinuch. Right, so one more example of that. You know what? This next thing is not necessarily an example of that, but this last point is an interesting discussion. Rav Moshe was asked a shaila in source number 16 about co-ed elementary school. So he said basically that they're going to separate the kids, forgetting about what your stance on co-education is. It's none of my business. But Rav Moshe didn't think co-education was the way to go. So he was asked, okay, so we'll separate the kids when they get older, when it's shaykh for them to have the Yetzer Hara, but when they're younger and they're just kids, so is it okay? We don't have the funding for two separate schools. So can we have a co-ed classes up till a certain age? So Rav Moshe said it's an interesting question, and it's totally in a basic chakira in how you understand the obligation of chinuch. So this is on one hand, the mitzvah of chinuch is that you should do the mitzvahs. Right, you're practicing to do the mitzvahs. So we've been just saying for the last few minutes, you have to not only do the mitzvahs, you have to do them properly. That's one way to look at the mitzvah of chinuch. It's practicing to do the mitzvahs. On the other hand, you could say, yes, of course, that's true. But the goal is that you're supposed to practice how you're going to do the mitzvahs when you're a gadol. So it's not just doing the mitzvahs now, it's getting ready for godless. So what's the nafkamina? He said, this is one of the nafkaminas. And he quotes, he thinks it's a machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah. He says, why? Because there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch in 13, when you give, and this really dates back to the Rush and the Rishonim, that when you're, let's say it's the first day of Sukkot, so there's a din, right? Who does the lulav have to belong to? Right, the owner of, you can't be yotzei with somebody else's lulav. You have to be the owner of the lulav. So now you want to do the mitzvah dal minim, and your kid is kvetching, please can I have your lulav? I want to do the mitzvah. So you want him to do it properly. So you're going to give it to him, but you want him to be mekayim the mitzvah. So you're going to say, here, I'm being makneh this to you. You're the owner of it. But what's the problem with that? He's a katan. He can't be makneh back to you. So basically, Shulchan Aruch says, first you do the mitzvah, and then you'll be makneh it to the kid. Because you can't do it the other way around. So that is the advice of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what the Magen Avraham basically says, that, right, im amar l'katan, yehi shalchat, sh'teitzei b'l'katan, lo yatsa. Right? And if you tell the kid, here, I'm going to give it to you as a matan amanas l'achzer, and you give it back, it doesn't work. So that's the problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh me'achronim shesorim mitzvah skinuch miskayim gam b'shol. He says, no, obviously you have to give him a kosher adalim minim. But you don't have to fulfill the din of lachem because the kid doesn't know from the din of lachem. So the Magen Avraham would say, wait a minute, you have to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. So, yeah, he has to be lachem. Mishnah Berurah says, no, the shleimus means it should be kosher lulav and esrog. Everything should be done properly, you should shake it properly, but it doesn't have to be the owner of it. That's not necessary. So Rav Moshe says, what are they arguing about? It's a very interesting lamed shavar here, that I wouldn't have necessarily seen it, you know. I knew there were Moshe before I even understood what they were talking about. But so now that you know it, it's easier to see, but it's a very, very ingenious suggestion. So so Rav Moshe says that according to the Mishnah Brura, the mitzvah is to know what you're going to do when you're a gadol. So things that you have no shaykhus to and you have no understanding of, that's not part of the mitzvah of chinuch. It's just about what you're going to do later. So later you'll know you have to be the owner of it. Kids don't understand ownership to begin with. Kid picks up it, mine, everything's mine, right? I like giving my kids a hard time, so when they're upset, I say, I'm going to my room. I'm like, oh, you mean you're going to my room? I say, you don't own anything. It's my house, my room. You want to go to my room? Go to my room, right? So they don't understand ownership. So Mishnah Brura says, yeah, this is not going to stunt his growth and not understanding that it doesn't belong to him. When he's a gadol, he'll do it right. But the Magen Avraham says, no, the whole idea of chinuch is you should do the mitzvos now as if you were a gadol now. And therefore, it has to be yours. So says Rav Moshe, if you hold like the Magen Avraham, so then you can have the co-ed classes. Because if they were all gadolim right now, it would be mutter, because they have no yetzer hara. So for the boys and the girls to be in the same classroom, that doesn't mean anything to them. So are they fulfilling the mitzvah? Are they violating averus? No. So if they were all gedolim as they are, it would be fine. So that would be mutter if you hold like the Magen Avraham. If you hold like the Mishnah Brura, that it's all practicing for when you're a gadol, so then this is bad practice because you're teaching them that this is the way to go, and it's not the way to go. So therefore, because when they have a Yetzirah, it won't be okay. And therefore, he said, according to the Mishnah Brura, you should separate the classes. Because you're teaching them that when they're older, this will be okay. But it won't be okay when they're older. So that was his take on it. Yeah. How does he say? He says it, only if it's really necessary. If you really don't have the money, right? You look in the last paragraph. Mashes kamti lahakil rav kishas adchak shloi v'afshari lasos beitzefim yuchel v'yilados. Right. So he says basically, if the alternative is to send them to public school, then you should do it. You know, but if there is really an alternative, don't cheap out just because you think it's okay. Right. No, it's the Mishnah Brura is a big chiddush. I wasn't sure why he had that idea. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll leave it here for now. Next time we'll discuss the more classic discussion is the mitzvah on the parent, on the kid, the mother, the father. It's an interesting discussion. All right.